Podcasting like we mean it, it's the Red Boy Podcast, featuring me, Absolute Amy. Welcome to show 37.
Hi, this is Len from Jawbone Radio, and when I'm not eating scotch egg after scotch egg, I'm listening to Red Boy and Absolute Amy on the Red Boy Podcast.
Here at Red Boy Podcasting Worldwide Incorporated, we would like to apologize for Red Boy's sheer lack of quality, professionalism, technical knowledge, and his downright amateurish production of this and past shows. We hope that despite all of this, you continue to listen. We all know Red Boy rides the short bus, but please, bear with him, now and in the future.
Now, a blast from the past.
We are going to test your ability to digest what you hear in yet another way.
Thank God it's Friday!
You're listening to the Red Boy Podcast, recorded live in the cornfield of Central Illinois.
Oh yes, that was a blast from the past, wasn't it, Amy?
Yeah, like 4 months ago.
Well, the past is relative.
Yes,
that was a blast.
Too
that
far
was,
away past?
That was my first... Oh, no, technically that was my second intro I ever had.
Okay.
The first one didn't have the cool chipmunk sound voice. Now you know why I pay Mr. Raymer the big bucks for the cool stuff. And thank you, Len from Jawbone, for...
What are scotch eggs?
I don't know. Are they like the pickled eggs at the bar?
I don't know. Are they?
I don't know.
I've been scared of those pickles. Or those eggs.
Any kind of egg
Anything
that's been around.
At a bar.
Long, yeah.
At a bar, when there's pickled eggs.
Eggs in a place they serve liquor. Of course, if it had scotch, it'd kill anything and hurt you.
It just looks... I don't know if that's what they are, but...
Len, we need to know what pickled eggs are.
No, scotched. Scotch eggs.
Scotch. I know what a pickled egg is. I need a scotched egg. Are pickled eggs green?
I don't know.
I think they are. Anyway, welcome to show 37 of the Red Boy Podcast. I, of course, am the infamous Red Boy, and sitting across from me is the beautiful, lovely, always talented, Absolute Amy.
Hello. Hello.
We are sitting in our dining room, as usual, but barely. We are being run amok by our crap.
We're run amok. Amok is run us.
Yes. Amok, amok, amok. We are in the process of putting a waterproofing system, if you will, into the basement. But to do said waterproofing...
In our 80-year-old home.
Yeah, so... In our ghetto fabulous basement, we have to do some waterproofing. So to do it, they have to jackhammer, and a long story I'm not going to drag people into. But to do it, you have to empty out your basement. So the majority of our crap that we probably don't need is in a storage shed costing us...
I bet we could get rid of another fourth of that stuff.
A fourth, you say? 25%.
I think we could get rid of 25%.
I challenge
of that
you
stuff.
To 25%, and I raise you another 5%.
Oh. But
what didn't make
I know
it,
we can get it down to one.
But what did not make it into our storage shed is now in our dining room. So we sit amongst coats and this lovely lamp. Actually, if I plugged it in, I'd have some light above my computer, I guess. Salt and pepper shakers. Let's see. What's over here?
Oh, toys.
Toys. Here's a defunct squeaky toy, apparently.
It's a little rubber ducky.
It's
a big mommy ducky with three little babies.
Let's see. There's a mop, another computer. Actually, I almost killed myself getting the podcasting gear out, so it almost became the ER podcast.
A vase, and then there's a... We should have mixed up some margaritas in that margarita pitcher.
Oh, there we go. Oh,
yeah.
I didn't bring you your wine.
I don't know.
Do you want your wine?
You know what I had?
What did you... What,
I
oh,
had
Cheetos.
Baked Cheetos. And I'm going to tell you, people, baked Cheetos don't taste too much different than the regular Cheetos.
Would you like me to bring you your wine? Through the miracle of pause, I can do that.
Do I have any?
Yes, you do.
I think I have one left.
No, I think you have two left.
I think there's one.
Would you like that one?
Sure.
Please hold. You were right, Amy. There was only one wine left.
I thought so. My four-pack.
Please bring me my wine. Did you have three during the last show?
No, we just bought that this week. And I've had three glasses of wine.
Oh, you were drinking from the box last week.
Yeah, well, we aren't buying box wine anymore.
So, yes, we
have. Because I can overserve myself quite easily.
Or be overserved.
Yeah. And I'm classy, you know.
Yes, you are. If it's not a box wine, it's a fine, small, twisty cap wine. We have actually...
You almost made that go up my nose.
We actually have news related to that coming up, Amy. So.
Ooh, I can't wait.
So, yes, we are being run amok by our crap in our house. And then I show home.
We have a really nice house. It's just a muck with junk.
Yes. And I show up at home tonight, and I monitor our guys in the afternoon, and I check it at night. And I go downstairs, and we have a pipe that, you know, like many homes, go into the under the foundation.
It's broke.
Yeah. It's cracked. And it's, luckily, there was no fluid in it, so that was a good thing. But, yeah. Well, and I was we were listening to the Mr. X show, finally.
Yeah.
After 20
yeah, it was
days.
Fun. Actually, no, you know what? I haven't been able to listen to podcasts since I've been home because, like most people, you know, when you're at your job, you listen to podcasts.
Well, because I don't really have to talk to anybody.
Well,
so.
No, you do. And then, like, when I'm outside sales, I'm driving and I can listen. But when you have the little one in tow, it doesn't really help.
Yeah. A stay-at-home mom does not have much time to listen to the podcast, does she?
No.
I'm terribly sorry for that, Amy.
I'm sorry, too.
But anyway, they were, yes, Mr. X is a little more home improvement.
Savvy?
Savvy, that would be a good word, yeah.
I loved that whole story. That was so funny.
Yeah, they were having a little trouble with
no,
Lowe's.
No, I'm not laughing at them.
With the Lowe's Home Improvement Company. So take a listen to their show, but Amy, you have to listen to the rest of it because they talk about their trip to the Motley Crue concert. And I'll put this in a very tiny nutshell, but the full story is a great story. That afterwards, they went to a bar downtown. And after paying $50 cover charge, they were in the same bar with, who's it, Vince Neil and his quote-unquote wife.
Cool.
But did not get an autograph. So listen to that if
Why
you want
Why didn't they get an autograph?
You have to listen to it. I'm not going to go into it all here.
Oh.
In other podcasting news, Aussie Tom, our good friend
this
Aussie.
This is news? I think this is...
No, other podcasting topics.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I wouldn't say this is news.
No.
This is, like, in our world.
Our
it
good
could
friend...
Be, it could be our news.
And he kind of dubbed himself Aussie Tom, quote unquote. He goes, although nobody calls me that here, obviously it would get a bit tedious, everybody calling each other Aussie Sarah, Aussie Bill. Good point, Tom. I appreciate that. So, and we have his Skype address, so we will definitely be getting a Skype interview with Aussie
Tom.
Yeah,
that'll be fun. Maybe we can try to line that up next week.
Yes, because we're doing it on a Wednesday today. This week.
Yeah, and then, you know, I noticed in the intro, you said your intro is like, thank God it's Friday and it's Wednesday.
No, Amy, that was a blast from the past.
I know, but...
Which was even worse intro because my shows were never on Friday. It was just whenever I did it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It's not Friday. It's a Wednesday.
And then I started thinking tonight, I'm like, what if Amy doesn't want a podcast? I'd be SOL because I kind of build my show around some interaction with you. It'd be me.
Well, now that you're doing it like on a consistent, like once a week type thing, that makes it better than instead of you like running in going, oh, it's Tuesday. And then let's podcast.
Hey,
and
welcome
then,
to Tuesday podcast.
And then on Friday, let's do another show. So we're consistently doing
So speaking of you not listening to podcasts, and I was listening to the Pod Dog podcast, another one of our Canadian friend podcasts.
Mm-hmm.
And I learned something from listening to the Pod Dog podcast. Once in a while, I do learn a tidbit, a nugget, if you will, of information from listening to a podcast. A morsel, yes. It could be one of those, too. Daryl says there's rednecks in Canada. I don't know.
Well, strange brew.
Alberta, Canada, I guess, is a bunch of rednecks.
Don't you remember?
I didn't know rednecks went that far north.
Don't you remember the Strange Brew movie? I almost bought it today. I was
so
at
that
Walmart.
Kind of the Canadian redneck?
I think so.
It's just same idea. They
give me a jelly.
What?
They're the jelly donuts. And their beer.
Take off, eh? Yozer. That's what I love listening
and
to.
And that's one of my mom's. This is very funny, but it is one of my mom's all-time favorite movies.
It is. That's why I listen to Cat and Bob, because Bob was, eh? Catfish Show. She's at it. Canada. A lot of Canadian podcasters, eh?
I can't
wait. We could be a Canadian podcaster.
Hey, maybe we should do a mini cast from
Canada?
No, from Michigan.
Eh?
We
got the Eye River. We'll take the Eye River with.
Well, gosh, that'll be great.
We'll take the Eye River and we'll see what we come up with.
Yeah.
What?
The Eye River. So consistently good for us
I've
to
mastered
use that.
After decimating half our China trip, I figured out
But that it'll be fun. Will we go up there? Because I'm anxious to talk to my brother-in-law because he grew up a good part of his life in Michigan when he was younger. And then they moved away and they did this thing. And every once in a while, this is prior to them moving up there, you could get the little accent. Hey. But it was more like, yeah.
Yeah.
So now
get a bagel, don't you know?
And so
that's
now
more Boston. Now, go to Boston. Boston more like New York.
So then they're going up there. So it'll be funny to have.
No, we are going up there.
No, we're going up there. We're visiting.
6.5 hellacious hours in the vehicle with 2 small children
and a little girl who hates being in the car seat. Except we're going to flip her.
And by flipper, you mean turn her seat around.
Turn her seat
around. She's officially at the age where she can be turned from rearward facing.
Rear facing, which has been excruciating because she just gets really ticked off.
To the forward facing position. Please put your seats in upright and locked position.
She's so cute.
That would be Maggie. All right. On to other things. Probably less interesting than even that was. I had the best of intentions to steal an idea from Aaron, but I didn't get around to it. Aaron has this cool thing on his site, bigshowradio.com. Don't put that on your head. He has a map.
A map.
And people and listeners can go to his site, and you put a little pin where you're listening from. So
well, that's kind of cool.
And actually, I've signed up, and I've almost got it ready. I just didn't have time to get on the site. Granted, I've been digging the crap out of my basement and living in this hellacious hellhole, so.
It's okay.
My garbage can is in my dining room. That's how bad this place is.
Yeah.
So, I'll get a map out there soon. Give me a break, please. Thank you. And, Amy, what did we get in? What fabulous podcast shipment came into our house?
Podcast shipment. Oh, yeah. I'm sorry.
It was?
Go out to the website. You can see it.
The podcast t-shirts are in. And actually, they don't look like crap, so.
They really are very cute.
Order one. Don't order one. There's no limit.
I need to get one now.
I did not up the cost. It's whatever. Cafe
we don't make
press.
Anything off of it.
No, whatever Cafe Press charges. But like, to make money, add a markup. I'm like, you know what? This thing would be cool if somebody would order one. We're going to get you the Red Boy thong.
No, we're not. That's disgusting.
Actually, Raymer says he's going to buy one and take a picture, which is even worse.
That's gross, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't need that. I just.
No, I'm going to get Maggie a little Red Boy podcast creeper. We got shirts.
Creeper?
Not like the little jumpers. Little onesies.
A onesie?
Thank you.
A creeper is something you give somebody.
They call them creepers, I think, on the website.
Oh, well, we'll have to check that out later.
It's a little onesie.
Do they have sweatshirts?
Yes, we could add a sweatshirt.
Ooh, I'd like a sweatshirt.
I think I did a long sleeve t-shirt for the fall.
Oh, that might be nice.
In the colder climates. There you go. So, that actually came out. So, podcast like you mean it with the Red Boy podcast.
Yeah, they're kind of cute.
They were cool. I like it. I did find out, I'm like, how are they doing all these screens and only doing 2 shirts? It's basically more or less an iron-on.
It looks fine.
But, you know, given the fact that you're ordering 2 shirts.
Exactly.
And I had the Hanes Beefy Tee, very nice quality t-shirt. Waiting for mine to come back from the washing machine.
We have to make sure that we turn those inside out.
I did when I washed them. Oh, crap. Is there still washing in the washer?
Did you wash stuff downstairs before?
Oh, no. You've finished. Okay, never mind. Sorry.
So
those listening, no,
I'm
our
sure.
washer and dryer are covered up under plastic and are in no way accessible right now, so
no,
we panicked
say,
for a moment.
I just did laundry at your mom's tonight, or today.
Yeah.
So I didn't see that in there, but that doesn't mean anything.
Okay, well, tonight won't be a long show.
Okay, well, let's move on.
We have no Raymer's Random Rants. We had one message and...
He wasn't ranting correctly.
Well, he went camping this weekend and he said if he had cell signal, he'd be calling in, but he didn't. And then when he did call in, he had no coffee.
Oh, did he find Sasquatch?
No, you know what? He did not mention if he'd found the Sasquatch.
I cannot believe he hasn't found
He'd
Sasquatch.
Have to call 911 and get a hold of Len and Nora. Is it more of a skunk ape? But yeah, we could have had a lot of fun, but apparently even in the hills of California, there's no cell signal. So, you know what I say? If you have signal, use it.
Okay.
So we have 2 choices, Amy.
Okay, what are we going to do?
You want to do news? What the hell did they say? Or our special guest?
Oh, let's do...
You want to do one news item first?
Yeah, let's do news.
Let's see. Oh, my Lord. Usually I highlight all this crap, and you know what? I was... you know what? It's hard getting ready for a podcast a day ahead of time. I know what this story is. Do you want to read it?
I'll just look.
Oh, here. We'll do this one. This is for you. Read this one.
This is for me?
Yeah, you may need to...
Virginia wines in local stores.
Virgin wine.
Oh. I still have a full glass of wine, people.
Thank you for reading ahead.
Virgin Vines is a new wine brand which went on sale nationwide yesterday.
This is another reason why I pre-highlight it so you don't have to read the whole story. The short
How cute. It says, here's the little thing. your
Wait, hold on. The trick is the label.
Oh, I love it.
The guy, it's a guy who runs Virgin Airlines, and some, the people who run the Jack Daniel's Brewery came up with this wine.
Richard Branson.
Yeah, and what's the label say?
Virgin's Vine's motto is, unscrew it, let's do it.
Yeah, it's a screw top wine. So, Amy, you'd like it.
I don't care.
Box screw top.
The wine bottles are sealed with a screw top instead of the traditional cork.
But it doesn't say why.
The new labels, oh, I'm sure it is. The new labels, red and white wines, will sell for about $10 a bottle. I wonder if it's any good.
Well,
you can now find a Virgin in your local liquor store.
Is that what it says? As I didn't read the whole thing.
That's funny. Because you're not going to find one over at the colleges here in town. Sorry. Okay.
You know what?
Oh, that's gross.
Hold on. Okay. Yeah, another one? So what's the next story, Amy?
Okay, this one's about, there's the title. Alleged drunk driver takes back seat. This is good. Canberra, Australia.
This is in Australia.
And,
so Aussie,
Tom,
this
if I said that wrong or pronounced it, I'm thinking it's Canberra.
I'm thinking it's Aussie Tom's done this. He was out kicking it.
I'm not going to be saying that. An alleged drunk driver stunned pursuing police in northern Australia by jumping into the back seat with his three passengers, leaving his car to careen out of control on an outback road, police said Monday.
Okay, so I'm drunk, driving my friends. The police give chase, so I think if I climb into the back seat, leaving the ghost driver to drive.
Yeah.
I mean, what's he planning on doing? Blaming one of his friends?
It says police charged the 24-year-old man with resisting arrest and driving under the influence of alcohol after he abandoned the wheel on Saturday, ignoring the police car sirens, signals to pull over, said Sergeant Wayne Jenkinson, the police officer in the Northern Territory town of Catherine.
But wait, that's all he was charged with was drunken driving and what?
What did I read?
Back up.
Police charged him with resisting arrest and driving under the influence of alcohol.
Isn't there any kind of charge for jumping in the back seat of a moving vehicle and leaving it to
go? I don't think they usually charge people for just being idiots. One of the car's passengers suffered minor injuries when she panicked and jumped from the driverless car while it was still rolling 25 miles per hour.
Nothing like a bunch of drunks jumping out of the car.
The runaway car then rapidly lost speed, allowing the policeman to get out of his vehicle.
You know why it lost speed? Because there was not a foot on the gas pedal anymore.
Yeah, it says, the policeman chased it down on foot and then brought it to a halt by applying the brake. The man, who had a blood alcohol concentration of
0.178.
That's no different than...
Okay. 0.1, yeah. 0.178.
Thank you.
Yes. Why need the O? Just say
point. Okay, point.
Because if it was 1 point anything, he would be dead.
Okay. More than three times the legal limit.
But what's their legal limit in Australia?
Theirs is 0.05.
Yes.
Ours is 0.08.
Which I think is the lowest in the United States anyway.
Okay, he was charged with driving in a dangerous manner. How could he be charged that? He wasn't even driving.
They couldn't prove that he was in the back. Can't prove he was in the front.
His cunning plan in his muddled state of mind was he wouldn't be the driver.
Okay, that's enough of that story.
Yes. Oh, well. But he's going to. When was this?
Aussie Tom, I hope that was
Yeah,
not
he's
you.
Supposed to appear in court this week.
Good luck there, Aussie Tom.
Isn't that interesting?
All right, we're going to do a little palate cleansing music, and then I think we'll come back with our special guest star.
Okay.
Are you ready, Amy?
I'm ready.
All right. Here's a little cut from our friend's Da Vinci's Notebook, who actually did give us permission, although this is off the Bob and Tom website. So Bob and Tom didn't give us permission. We're sorry. But Da Vinci's Notebook did, so I consider that 5/10 of the law or whatever they call it. So check it out.
If you ever get so low that you don't know which way to go, come on and take a walk in my shoes. Never worry about a thing, got the world on a string, 'cause I've got the cure for all of my blues.
All of his blues.
I take a look at my enormous penis
and my my troubles start a melting away.
Bow, bow,
I take
bow,
a look at my enormous penis, and the happy times are coming to stay. I gotta sing and I dance when I glance in my pants, and the feeling's like a sunshiny day. I take a look at my enormous penis, and everything is going my way.
The views expressed by Absolute Amy do not necessarily reflect those of Red Boy, the Red Boy Podcast, Red Boy Podcasting Worldwide Incorporated, or Redcorn Industries, LLC.
Go ahead.
I cannot believe that you just played that. This is
that
a
is anatomically
PGG cast, and you're like, "What? Take a look at my." And you know what?
Amy,
let me just
penis
let me say,
is an anatomical.
I don't care. You, this is the goofiest song, and you know what? I have to tell people you opened yourself up for a big one because here we go.
You know what's even worse?
This is the song that my darling husband likes to sing in the morning.
You know what's worse? Well, I was going to say what's worse than that is that wasn't the cut I wanted to do because that was just a little one-minute sampler and I had the whole song, but I couldn't find it.
Oh, well, you know.
Oh, well,
I
Amy.
Am just not at all interested in that song.
Look who walked in, Amy. Our special guest. Our guest star. It is the one and only
Dr. Phil McGraw.
Dr. Phil, welcome.
Well, hello there, Amy and Red Boy. It's good to see you. You know, I understand you're doing a podcast here. Is that what you're doing here, Amy? Is this a podcast?
Yes, it is, Dr. Phil.
And you're playing songs about penises. I understand that. Is that correct?
Yes, we are.
Well, backstage, you're telling me you aren't interested in penises. Why is this being played on your podcast?
It's not my podcast, Dr. Phil.
Do you not enjoy podcasting?
I do.
Have you listened to my books? Have you listened to my tapes?
I've read your book.
But have you listened to my tapes?
No.
You need to do the tapes and the books together, okay, Amy? That's how we get to where we're going, okay? You can't catch a fish without the fishing pole, all right? It's not going to happen, okay? I need you to work with me here. Red Boy, you know what? He's gone. He's a lost cause. We need you to help save this podcast. Do you understand this? I think, and the wine, Amy, you're sitting over there trying to drink that wine, and you can't. Maybe that's your mind telling you need to listen to my books and my tapes.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Stay strong. We'll be back.
Okay.
I'll see you later, okay? Bye, Red Boy.
Thanks, Dr. Phil, for stopping by. That was great. Too bad Amy wouldn't talk. Amy, you had a chance to ask Dr. Phil anything you wanted, and he just...
He should have looked at your enormous penis, I guess.
Don't make Dr. Phil come back. He's already making fun of my bald head. We don't need him, you know. He's calling me a lost cause.
You're a baldy, and so's he. It's okay.
Yes, I had a bald moment at church, but we'll skip that.
Oh, that was cool. Hey, our church just they renovated the whole inside. It's awesome, and it's like a three.
I don't know.
It was like
yes.
$5 million renovation.
$5 billion.
And so we just got back into the church on.
Long story short.
So they have this great big gigantic like 40-foot screen.
I think it was huge. But we had a bunch of cameras.
So then they're zooming in, and Matt, everybody's kind of looking. Little kids are waving. I was waving. other people are waving. All of a sudden, they come up, and they're like doing this like
zoom.
And they come up right in Matt's
back
of
my bald-ass head.
And Matt's like, where's Matt? And he's like, oh, crap, that's me.
Well, I'm watching it going, that can't be me. That's too bald. And they get closer. I'm like, yeah. I do that kind of. The mirror effect is like left, right. Yeah, that is me. Okay.
Yeah, that was cool.
Okay.
That's funny.
Well, Amy, why don't we save our other two news stories?
Okay.
We'll bore people with that later. And we'll go to our game. Where the hell are my songs?
Oh, is that? Oh. Oh,
no, they're here.
Okay, you folded them.
Okay. So now it's time for... Sorry. You know, you can tell I'm just a day ahead of myself. I'm just not... Just not clicking. Sorry.
Who the f*** said that?
I pay my dues time after time. I've done.
Welcome to What the Hell Did They Say? It's a show where you guess. You guessed it. What the hell did they say?
Informer. You know, say that I'm a stormy, I'm a blam. I like you, bum, bum, bam. Take the man that says that I'm a stormy, slam, somewhere down the lane.
Sit back, relax, and play along as Red Boy and Absolute Amy take you through What the Hell Did They Say? Right here on the Red Boy Podcast.
bring me my wine? My rose smells of Cletus. Amy, are you ready for this week's What the Hell Did They Say?
Yes, I am. Go, go, go.
You know, and if I had an extra day, I was going to have a contest for our listeners, but...
Next week.
You know, shallow promises from the Red Boy, as always.
Maybe we should do a Saturday podcast and you'd have a little bit more time.
Amy, there's still 7 days between Thursday and Thursday. Whether it's Saturday and Saturday.
Yeah, but you're working. So Saturday...
Well, when do you think I get all this done? Man, I hope my boss doesn't listen to this. No wonder I need to get to that podcast seminar. Okay, Amy, first contestant for tonight on What the Hell Did They Say? We'll listen to it first, right? Okay.
That was a little loud.
Yeah. Sorry about that, peoples.
That hurt.
That hurt. Okay. Probably hurt all them, too. All right, ready? Okay. Did you get that?
Today's paradise. Put up a parking lot.
Okay. A gay pair of guys put up a parking lot. Paradise put up a parking lot. Pink Paradise put up a parking lot. Did I write down what mine was? What I used to think it was is Today's Paradise put up a parking lot.
That's what I thought. What is it?
They paved Paradise.
They paved it.
And put up a parking lot.
Not they paved.
I used to think, yeah, today's paradise.
What is paradise?
I'm like, why the hell would we consider a parking lot paradise today?
They paved
paradise and put up a parking lot.
I always got the parking lot part.
So did I. And I was like, today's paradise. But I'm like, why is today's paradise a parking lot? That made no sense to me whatsoever.
I don't know.
You know.
Unless you're a parrot head and you're sitting out in the parking lot.
Well, exactly. That would be correct.
Tailgate.
Okay.
Do you think we could do a parrot head podcast?
Yeah. Do you think you could talk into the mic?
I am. I'm right here.
Okay. We're going to do this one. I don't know. I'm going to save that one. I'm going to redo my order here. You'll like this. This would be interesting for you, Amy. Ready?
Okay.
You know the song. It's the Land Down Under Men at Work, right?
Men at Work, yeah.
Listen to it. Traveling in a fighter combi on a hippie trailhead full of zombies. Would that be traveling on a brighter Sunday on a hidden trail made full of John Day?
No.
Trouble in a fight at Gumbay on a hippie trail heading for Zombie. Traveling in a fried out Gumbay on a hippie trail head full of Zombie.
I think it's number two.
Trouble in a fight at Gumbay on a hippie trail heading for Zombie?
Yeah.
I need an ink. No, it's actually traveling in a fried out Gumbay on a hippie trail head full of Zombie.
Oh. What the heck does that mean, Aussie Tom?
Aussie Tom, help us out on this. Cause this is the Man Down Under. Here we go. I hear it. I still don't mean it. Do you speak of my language with my Vegemite sandwich? So yes.
What is a Vegemite sandwich?
I don't. You know, Aussie Tom, we got to get our interview going because we have tons of questions.
We need
for
to write these down. What's a Vegemite sandwich? What the heck was that?
You know what? Maybe we'll just add, when we Skype interview, we'll just say. All right, today we're going to talk about the song Down Under, and you're going to translate all this for us.
You know what? Isn't he... But is it going to be one of those things where he's, like, younger, so he probably doesn't even remember this song?
He's Australian. You know what? He's going to be the one...
He's going to be the all-knowing Aussie.
Yes. Well, the only Aussie I know, so he, you know...
Yeah.
He's going to be my...
Except for Mel Gibson.
But I don't talk to Mel Gibson, so Aussie Tom
I'd like to talk to
Aussie
Mel.
Tom is going to be my alligator hunter.
Okay.
You're ready for the next choice, Amy?
I am.
You'll love this one. This is Van Halen.
Yeah!
And I wish I had a clue where my volumes would be on these. I'll lower it a little bit in case I'm too loud.
I have no clue. I never knew what those words were. I usually didn't
this
sing.
This is from the song Panama. Hold on, try it again.
Let's see. Don't you know she's coming over me? She'll lose her image. Yeah. Don't you know she's coming over me? You'll lose her in the churn. Don't you know she's got me on my knees? You'll lose her in the tongue. Don't you know she's coming home with me? You'll lose her in the turn.
That one.
And that's right, but
I understand
the "don't you know she's coming home with me," but you'll lose her in the turn.
I think we'd have to listen the whole song.
Well,
therefore, then we can't do that because that would get us in trouble.
Well, nothing saying this isn't going to get me in trouble either, but we're having a good time doing it anyway. So this brings us to this one. I have to admit, I kind of stole. And you know what? While we're doing what the hell do they say, show. I invite anybody
segment
thank
of
you,
the Red
of
Boy
the Red
podcast.
Boy podcast show
featuring Absolute Amy.
Thank you. If you have any suggestions, please send them to me because I have a hell of a time each week getting to four of these that are halfway decent. And like last week, they weren't that good because Amy got most of them. So that's
no problem. And also, if any of you think that the Red Boy podcast T-shirt should have a little line featuring Absolute Amy, please email
send
that
to
in.
Can't remember crap at redboypodcast.com, and I'll be sure to delete it. Just like I did to Lurker Rick. All right.
Not nice.
Nine. I didn't do it on purpose.
Okay.
Okay. The last one. This is fun.
Okay.
I don't, you know what? Oh, crap. Where the hell's it? Hold on.
Oh, great. Yeah, lost it. No. Don't break those candlesticks.
Yeah, those are worth a...
Yes, they are. That's depression wear.
No, the candlesticks are important, though. The holders are important. Okay. Okay. Are you ready, Amy?
Yes. Lucky for my lips, not only mumbo. Still crystals like a fountain. Lucky for my breasts are small and humble, so you don't confuse them with mine. I know that line.
You know the last line or the whole line?
I think I know that last line.
What do you think it is?
Lucky that my breasts are small and humble.
Oh, wait, where the hell am I? Hold on. Lucky that my lips not only mumble, still crystals like a fountain. Lucky that my breasts are small and humble, so you don't confuse them with mine. Okay,
but I don't know what she's confusing them with.
Let's start with the end first. Okay. Yes. Lucky that my breasts are small and humble, so you don't confuse them with mountains. I have seen a lot of breastises in my day. Never
you
once.
Think so good. Oh my gosh, this show is going to all-time lows now. I mean, oh.
But Amy,
I might actually have to disassociate
myself.
I will bring up
Mr. X's website, and he has camera photos of Tommy or whatever, Vince Neil's girlfriend, wife, whatever.
Okay.
I didn't confuse them with mountains. Maybe a watermelon?
Okay, let's do the first part.
So, yes, that was lucky that my breasts are small and humble.
So they're not
lucky
confused.
That my penis is small and humble, so you don't so confuse it with a sword.
Okay, you know what? Could you please stop? Lucky that my lips not only mumble, still crystals like a fountain. Lucky that I only mumble. Lucky that my lips not only mumble. Not only mumble. Lucky that my lips not No. Something about a kiss.
Lucky that my lips not only mumble, they spill kisses like a fountain.
What the heck is this crap?
Well, and I didn't,
what is this song?
No, it's... Oh, I didn't even say it. It's Shakira's Whenever, Wherever.
Oh,
I still,
Shakira.
Mad TV had a thing with Shakira. I'm like, yes, she is. Because the very first... I won't be able to play here.
Oh, you know what? This just... Forget it.
Her first part is, lucky you were born that far away, so we could both make fun of distance.
I think that...
Because don't people in long-distance relationships typically sit on the phone making fun of distance? Ha, ha, ha.
I think Dr. Phil's coming back.
Oh, and here he comes. Dr. Phil, are you enjoying your beer? Did you bring me one? No, Red Boy, I did not bring you a beer. I was backstage talking to some people about this podcast thing, and I don't know if this is the best thing for you to be doing. You're in your dining room. You have all this... I don't know what to call it, maybe stuff that came from your basement just sitting here in your dining room, and you're just sitting around doing a podcast? Amy, what do you have to say about your husband's activities here? I think they're wrong.
Dr. Phil, I need help. I need help, Dr. Phil, because I don't really care about the stuff. I care about the segment.
But backstage, you were telling me your breasts are small and humble?
Okay, we don't have a backstage.
I call that your kitchen.
We have a kitchen, and we have a deck.
You have a kitchen, you know, but you know what? You're not going to catch flies in the kitchen without fly paper. Okay? So you need to understand that when you're doing this podcast and you're doing this, what did they say? Okay? Because I'm not like the Red Boy man. Okay?
Okay.
Okay? You go take on the day, Amy. Okay? Bye-bye. Bye, Dr. Phil. Nice.
Thanks, Dr. Phil.
Okay, so that brings an end to...
And you can New Jack Swing on my next.
You've been listening to What the Hell Did They Say?
It was nice, the party was pumping.
The hottest game to sweep the podcast nation. This game and its likeness are copyright Red Corn Industries, LLC, void in Rhode Island. See you next time here on the Red Boy Podcast for What the Hell Did They Say?
Okay, I didn't even really have that in there. Okay, so some more news, Amy. Thank you again. Thank you, Dr. Phil, again.
It is the season of s'mores.
That it is. Usually when I play this song, our software dies, so we'll see if it doesn't this time.
And we will end the show abruptly, like we usually do.
Bah. Rat-catching department doesn't catch rats. Straight out of our good friends in New Delhi. The gentlemen at the rat catching department have not caught a single rodent in more than a decade.
So what do they do?
Well, no. So you're thinking, okay.
What do the rat catchers do?
Well, you start thinking, well, maybe they don't need them. Maybe, you know, or they're doing such a good job, there's no rats.
No.
They have 97 rat catchers on the municipal payroll.
What do they do?
It's a decade-old agency that hasn't seen much action since 1994. Because they had a plague, I guess. They killed 56 people, so they had this rat-catching
place. And they never got rid of their catchers?
They earn $77 a month.
Oh, wow. That's more than nannies in China. They only make 42.
The newspaper quoted officials as saying that that whenever they receive complaints about rodents and other government departments, they set traps to catch them. But the officials couldn't recall when or where they had last set a trap. But ironically, and this isn't in this account, but there's actually rats all over this place.
Yeah.
And there's 97 rat catchers. I want that job. Pay me $100 a month to sit there. And
okay, move on. Gross. I don't want to talk about rats and mice.
Amy, what's your view on reality TV?
It's not my reality!
Well, only 4% of these polled people said... I should start at the beginning, probably. 4 out of 5 Americans say that their dentist is okay. Sorry, wrong poll. 4 out of 5 Americans say they think too many reality shows are on the air.
Yeah, but I'm looking forward to Martha's Apprentice.
Well, yeah, but few people believe there's much reality in reality
TV. There's
no
reality in it.
82% said the shows are either totally made up or mostly distorted. No crap.
Well, let's go back to what
was
it?
They pick personality types that fit a role, and then it just...
Yeah,
you know.
Exactly. Well, it goes back to the MTV. What was that one show everybody watched years ago?
Survivor?
No, on MTV.
Oh, kids probably still do. Okay, Real World.
The Real World, yeah.
But it actually was probably kind of real in the initial point, but now...
Yeah, I remember the first one.
But Amy, you won't like to hear this. Half of Americans, our own people, believe there are too many crime shows on televisions, such as CSI and Law & Order.
Well, I have to say...
But I love those.
Well, yeah, but you know what? Like, last night we were watching... We watched this... not CSI last night, but Law & Order, one of them. I don't know. They're all Law & Order.
Somebody died and somebody's trying to figure out what's going on.
So, yeah, but what was the opening scene? And thank heavens Luke's asleep. And that's my concern now that Luke's getting older. The father blows his brains out right in front of his kid.
Oh, yeah.
That was very disturbing. And, you know, thank heavens, that's my thing. You know, I don't want Luke to see that kind of crap.
Well, they say it's on late enough, but someone's
9 o'clock Central Time is not late enough.
Well, CSI comes on at 8. And they like they got the whole CSI camera thing.
They go like this.
Yeah, it looks better on TV. Trust me. Oh, here we go. People watch more TV as they get older. Except my grandfather, who doesn't watch TV at all. The median number of hours that people over 65 say they watch is 14.7. I assume it's hours.
Really?
Per week. Yeah, medium hours, 14.7. For those 18 to 34 young people that TV advertisers are desperate to reach is 9 hours.
They're a little busier. They're all clubbing it.
Well, the whole reality thing came on with Survivor and all those kind of things, so that's all I got to say about that.
Okay.
Amy, did you prepare anything for tonight's podcast?
Well, since I didn't know that we were doing a podcast this evening, I'd have to say that'd be a big negative.
And if you'd known, if we did it tomorrow, would you have been ready?
I might have. If you said, Amy, are you going to prepare like a little segment?
You might.
I might.
Well, we will do the iRiver. If anything decent comes out of it, we'll make that a midweek cast. Especially since we don't get back till Monday, I won't have as much time to prepare my show. The show. Our show. I would like to take this opportunity to thank Amy and Dr. Phil. Amy, that's why I play music. So
I like this little music. It's kind of happy little.
And I'd like to thank everybody who visited the Red Boy Podcast website, Shelley and Daryl and Aaron.
My other brother Daryl.
And everybody sent email, like Lurker Rick and Jawbone for the drop. Mr. X, whatever. Thanks for participating. I'm sure he doesn't listen anymore. He doesn't podcast, so why would he listen? Anyway. Yeah, but we will do some iRivering podcasting.
We'll try.
Yeah.
We're gonna try. Well, hey, we could have some exciting stuff in the car.
Oh. Mile 45. Mile 46.
And then the
I gotta pee.
And in the background you're gonna hear this.
All right, Amy, you know what? Our listeners don't want to hear this crap.
Okay.
What's our website address, Amy?
Redboypodcast.com.
What's your email address, Amy?
Amy@redboypodcast.com.
What's my email address, Amy?
Redboy@redboypodcast.com.
What's our Skype?
Redboy3.
Holy cow.
It's called repetition. I mean, it's a show 37. You would think maybe I would finally get it. Can't remember crap.
At
redboypodcast.com.
The last one you have yet to memorize, our voicemail line, which was
triple eight geek.
206-888-GEEK, that's right.
Okay, see, I'm getting closer.
Which is, I don't have my phone with me this week again. I think it's 4335, but check the website. I will get a map out.
You could do some dialing. You need to do that sound effect. You know, how can you call us? And then do like the little.
Oh, write that down.
Don't do the modem thing because people don't have it's so quick. Broadband is so quick that you can't even hear it.
I mean, we don't do a lot of things. Like what? Production value and those kind of things.
Oh, well, maybe if you worked on that a little bit more.
Well, on that note.
Oh, Phil. Phil's over there.
Y'all have a good night, okay? You watch that film right after Oprah, probably on your NBC affiliate, all right? Go take on the day or the night or the afternoon.
Thanks, Dr. Phil. This is Red Boy and Absolute Amy. Absolute Amy, what are you?
Done.
And Red Boy. We're out.
Bye.